Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Some who tuned in to Tuesday's Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting may have been a bit confused when they heard an invocation that was different from what they expected. A pastor in Homer delivered the invocation at the start of the meeting, invoking the blessings of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Pastor Barrett Fletcher delivered the invocation via the Zoom online platform.
So we're here again a year later, and several assembly members still feel the need for divine intervention in their work. Whether that work is mundane property use and tax issues, or important education, environmental issues, or perhaps revolutionary voting rights issues. I admit to feeling a little trepidation asking the Great Flying Spaghetti Monster to intervene yet again so soon after the last time. I mean, whether because of or in spite of his chronic inebriation, he did create us with the ability to reason for ourselves. One fears that he'll be quite reasonably annoyed at our constant entreaties for help with work that he created us to be quite capable of accomplishing on our own.
Fletcher started the local congregation of the Pastafarians on the Lower Peninsula. The church was formed in 2005 as a response to the Kansas State Board of Education's hearings on evolution in schools. Its founder sent a letter about the church as a way to argue against teaching creationism in biology classes.
With the understanding that the monster is generally believed to be a happy drunk and not easily riled, I again ask the Great Flying Spaghetti Monster, inebriated creator of the universe and all that's in it, to rouse himself from his stupor and let his noodly appendages ground each assembly member in their seats. Amen.
Fletcher created the local congregation in Homer to make a point and effect change when it comes to the borough's invocation policy. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska sued the borough in 2016 on behalf of residents who were denied the right to deliver invocations under the borough's previous policy. An Alaska dentist convicted on 46 counts of defrauding the federal Medicaid program has been sentenced to 12 years in prison. Seth Lookhart, age 35, was also filmed riding a hoverboard during a procedure on a patient who was under anesthesia. That's according to KTUU. Anchorage Superior Court Judge Michael Wolverton found Lockhart guilty on January 17th of pressuring patients to needlessly undergo IV sedation to bill Medicaid for the service. Wolverton on Monday suspended 8 years of the sentence, leaving Lockhart 12 years in prison time to serve. The state requested that the court order Lockhart to pay more than $2 million in restitution for the Medicaid fraud. A 25-second video that appeared to have been filmed using a phone showed Lockhart riding a hoverboard into an exam room before removing a tooth from a sedated patient and then pivoting and riding away. Evidence presented at trial showed other patients were left unattended while sedated, had breathing and heart complications, and in some cases nearly died. Patients also testified they woke from anesthesia to discover Lockhart worked on or removed the wrong teeth or strayed from agreed treatment plans. The judge said he was particularly struck by numerous text messages in which Lockhart bragged to friends about his crimes. He apologized in court while reading a prepared statement. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.